Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're exploring the beauty of timing, the acceptance of seasons, and understanding that everything unfolds in its own perfect way, beautiful in its own time. Let's get into it. A life unfolds in seasons, each carrying its own lessons, beauty, and purpose. Sometimes we may feel stuck in a waiting period, longing for change, wondering why things haven't yet fallen into place. But just as nature follows its own perfect timing, so does every aspect of our journey in life. So what may seem delayed or out of reach is actually unfolding in its own beautiful time. So beautiful in its time, this podcast today is about embracing patience, trusting the process, and finding peace in every stage of our life. It's about understanding that even in moments of uncertain times, growth is still happening beneath the surface. Through reflection, faith, and perseverance, we learn that everything we seek, love, success, fulfillment, will always come at the right time, exactly when we are ready to receive it. So today we're just going to focus on shifting your perspective, cultivating gratitude for the present, and finding purpose in every phase of our life by simply surrendering control and embracing the timing of the universe. You will discover that everything you truly want in life becomes beautiful in its own special time. We live in a culture that often emphasizes speed, efficiency, and instant gratification. We want things to happen now, and we can become frustrated when they don't. But life has its own rhythm, its own pace, and its own season. So this episode isn't about passively waiting for things to happen or ignoring the importance of taking action. It's really all about recognizing the wisdom of timing, accepting the natural flow of life, and cultivating patience and trust in the process. So we're going to get real and raw about the anxieties of waiting and explore how to find peace and beauty in the present moment, knowing that everything is beautiful in its timing. So we'll explore the common anxieties associated with feeling like we're behind or not where we should be, or discuss the importance of embracing the present moment, and just get into some practical strategies for cultivating patience. That's what it's all about. Being patient versus impatient, and trust and accept everything that's meant to be will be. And we'll be very honest about the challenges of letting go of control and surrendering to the natural flow of life, but also celebrate the immense peace, contentment, and beauty that comes with trusting that everything unfolds in its own perfect time. So there are some common anxieties associated with feeling, you know, behind. One of the things is comparison to others, feeling inadequate or simply unsuccessful compared to your peers. That's one thing I talked about in a previous podcast. Stay in your lane. Stop the comparison. It's just a stupid thing to do. You are unique. Your timing is your timing. But often, instead of staying in our lane, we look to the left, we look to the right, and we see that we're not at that pace, or we may have lapped that person. But that's not what it's all about. It's about you understanding where you're at in your life and focusing on improving from there. Therefore, you have a better chance at being more successful because your timing is simply your timing. And also, you know, feeling pressure to achieve certain milestones by a certain age and, you know, keeping up with society expectations and pressures on what you should be doing at that time. Sometimes that timing does not work for you and those chapters aren't your chapters, and it's okay. You would get there in your timing and at your own pace. And by you trying to push the narrative, you know, things aren't going to go as smoothly for you as they did for someone else that trusted their process and got to the same place. So, and also you can get down when you reflect and you think about the future and you're feeling anxious about not knowing what the future holds, but you have to be patient, you have to have faith, and you have to trust the process, because impatience, that feeling of being frustrated, you know, with the pace of the progress, that the progress isn't coming fast enough, that's something that will hold you back as well. So I want to get into some practical strategies for embracing the beauty of timing. Practice mindfulness. Be present in the moment. Appreciate the beauty of the here and now, because that's what it's all about. Where you're at as far as where you want to be in life. And that's something I'm big on. I know I'm blessed. I know I have all of these future goals and things that I want to accomplish, but I'm not there yet. I'm very close, but I have to be thankful and, you know, give thanks for just the many blessings in my life, how I'm so blessed. So I encourage you to do the same. Be present in the moment and appreciate the beauty of the here and now. So embrace the moment and just simply cultivate patience. I know it sounds so simple, but recognize that some things take time and that rushing the process can be super counterproductive. So you have to trust the timing, trust the process, and simply believe that everything is unfolding in its own perfect time. Even if you can't see the bigger picture, have faith and believe and trust the process and embrace the season of life that you're in, because life is filled with so many seasons. Understand that life itself has its ups and downs, and that each season has its own unique beauty and purpose. So you may see someone else that's in a different season from where you're at, or vice versa. They may see you and you're not in the season where they're at and you're past that and they're still there. So it's really about understanding that your life is your own life and you have to get through all of your seasons. So don't expect certain things when it's not the season for that. Your season will come and the timing will be perfect. That unique beauty and purpose in that timing will be specifically for you. It's very special. So focus on your own journey. Avoid comparing yourself to others and focus on forging your own path. That's really where the beauty is at, and that's really where the growth is at. And practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself and understanding, especially when you feel impatient or frustrated, and understand that, you know, everything has its timing, and make sure that if it's something that you want to do, that it's realistic, so that you're having a realistic time frame on what you want to do and what's special for you. And don't rush your process. Don't rush your timeline for other people. Your timeline is your timeline, and understand that. So find joy in that present moment. Appreciate the small joys and blessings in your everyday life. And I'm going to drop a nugget here. Let go of control. Surrender to the natural flow of life and trust that everything will work out in the end for the good. And celebrate your progress. Acknowledge and appreciate your growth and accomplishments. you know, no matter how far you are from where you want to be. And everything is beautiful in its own timing. So please understand that. I think so many people miss that, and they're always comparing, and they're always trying to do what other people are doing. And, you know, that comparison game, don't stop it. Just like a flower that blooms in its own season, you are unfolding in your own perfect way, you beautiful flower. So trust the process, embrace the present moment, and find peace in knowing that everything is beautiful in its own timing. That's the best thing that you can do for yourself. You're a flower, you're blooming at your own pace, and some flowers may bloom beautifully before other flowers. So understand that you are a beautiful flower and you are blooming. Just like nature takes its course, you have to trust the process and know that in its timing, you'll get there. You'll be able to have that weight lifted. You'll be able to be excited about the new opportunities and being where you want to be at and accomplishing that goal or whatever it is that you're passionate about pursuing. It may seem out of reach now, but understand that it's all about the timing, baby. It's all about the timing. So trust the process. I'm not saying be passive, just sit and do nothing. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're doing today. Simply just understand that you have to be patient. You have to be patient with yourself. You have to be patient with the process, and you have to show yourself that level of care and understanding, because what works for others may not work for you, and that's okay. Things will gradually start to click, and you'll see the beauty of timing. But the way that's going to click is you have to understand life seasons, because there are so many seasons in life, and don't deny when you're delayed. Understand that that's a part of every process, but recognize growth in the waiting periods and be understanding, because it's worth the wait when you get to where you're looking to go and you are who you want to be and you've accomplished that milestone in life that you're looking to achieve. You'll see that it was worth the wait. And sometimes we want to control it, where we're going to get there and how it's going to happen, but sometimes you have to let go of control and surrender to the process. Overcome fear and impatience. It's really about being patient and trusting that everything will fall into place. And find purpose in the present moment. I love living in the now. That's so imperative for me. And cultivating gratitude for every moment. I'm thankful for so many blessings in my life. And I see beauty in every stage of life, and understand that challenges and obstacles will present itself, but you have to face them with faith and a level of resilience and strength, and turning those obstacles into stepping stones and opportunities, and just, you know, develop resilience during those tough times. You can push through it and you could rise above. It's all in your thinking. I know it may be challenging and you may not. It may be a situation where you can't seem to see a way out and you may be feeling stuck, but understand that it's mental. It's mental, and focus on getting the resources and look at your situation from different lenses and, you know, try it from a different approach. Keep the faith when life feels uncertain, because you can rise above it and you can push through it. So embrace growth and transformation. Understand what's waiting for you and become who you need to become for whatever is in store for you. And reflection, you know, be mindful to understand your progress in life and where you're at and where you want to go and what all of your aspirations are, because understand that a lot of things that you're going through, they're temporary. There's so many things I look back on and I'm like, huh, that was brief. You think it's something big, but it's really small. your burdens that you're carrying, sometimes we maximize them, but they could be small. I'm not trying to tell you that everything is going to be perfect and everything is easy, but sometimes we put so much emphasis on things because we are impatient and we're actually creating these roadblocks and hurdles for ourselves. But if you've done everything in your power and you've been committed and you've been seeing it through, the next step is to stand and wait and trust the process, because you've pretty much committed yourself and you've done everything that you can do. So understand that when it does happen for you, it's going to be perfect timing. The timing will be beautiful. So you have to believe that, and you have to have faith in the process and in the beautiful timing, that everything will work out for your good. And you have to embrace the season, because some people get so impatient and they want to be there right away, right now. But you have to embrace the now and wait for your season to come. And when it comes, it's definitely worth the wait. So recognize that. Recognize and embrace the journey with joy and without fear, and understand that life is a masterpiece unfolding in perfect time. The moments you are experiencing now are shaping you for what's to come. By trusting the journey, letting go of doubt, and embracing every season of your life, you will come to see that everything, every challenge, every joy, every dream becomes beautiful in its timing. So the question is, are you willing to trust the process? And are you willing to have that faith and understand that everything will be okay? It's going to work out in due time. That's the real question here. Another important lesson to learn is, when your season is unfolding, each season comes with lessons. So what is the lesson to be learned in that season before you move and progress to the next stage? Because some people, they're going through the different seasons with the same mentality and the same thought process. But every season, because it's so different, it requires you to think differently. It requires you to look at it with different lenses. You can't be the same in every season of your life because the season is different. So your strategies and how you approach things in life has to be different according to the season. So it's all about mindfulness, self-awareness, and emotional intelligence, so you're not stagnant, and also so you're not moving to the next season of your life with the same attitude and the same mentality. Like, you're gonna be stuck if you're trying to take the same concepts of that old season of your life and apply it to your new season. It doesn't even fit. It's not the same. So every season, every chapter, it requires you to use your intelligence and figure out where you're at in life and adjust yourself accordingly. It's sort of like when you're looking at something and it's still, like, your strategies are still, they're dated. So you have to go into your new season of life with new strategies on how you're going to progress to the next stage. You have to look at things with different lenses from where you're at in that moment, and just blossom beautifully. But when you're going into your new season, it's a new season, it's a new time, so you pretty much will have to rid some of those things from the past season and leave that there and embrace your new season. When that time comes, be ready, have an open mind, open heart, and just be ready to accept it fully with open arms. So if you've received anything from this podcast today, understand that through reflection, faith, and perseverance, everything that you're seeking for, looking at in life that you want so badly, love, success, fulfillment, it's all coming at the right time, exactly when you are ready to receive it and ready to embark on that new season, that new journey, and that new chapter in life. It's right around the corner, but you have to fully accept and be ready for it and understand that the timing will be just right. What's one area of your life that you're struggling to accept the timing of? What small step can you take today to cultivate more patience and trust in the process? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, everything is beautiful in its time. Trust the journey, embrace the present moment, and find peace in knowing that you are exactly where you're meant to be. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.